This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. The dollar bill is the most common denomination of U.S. banknote, and you probably don't give it a second thought, other than it's a means to pay your bills or buy something. So when I heard there is an origami exhibit made entirely of dollar bills, well, I had to go see that for myself. Well, we're here at the Japanese American National Museum in Little Tokyo in downtown Los Angeles, and I'm with Mayor MacArthur, who is an art historian and an independent curator. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Tess. So glad you could come.
Describe for us what we are looking at here that starts on the floor and ends in the air.
Well, we're looking at an origami installation piece, and it is made up of 144 origami locusts folded out of U.S. dollar bills.
And these are sheets of dollar bills.
That's right. Each locust is made of a sheet of uncut dollar bills, and in each square, there are 21 U.S. dollars.
What is this all supposed to mean? Why locusts?
Why locusts? Yes, well, the artist Sipho Mabona, who's a Swiss-South African artist, he has heard a lot of politicians in Europe talking about locusts or Heuschrecken, and this term refers to the large multinational corporations who are going around the world gobbling up the smaller companies and spitting them out for a quick profit. And these Heuschrecken are very unpopular in Europe, apparently. And when he heard this on the news, he thought, well, wouldn't it be amazing to create a plague of locusts out of money? And the U.S. dollar bill is obviously a symbol worldwide of capitalism, so it made sense to create these locusts out of dollar bills.
Why not the British pound?
Too expensive.
Really? That simple?
The dollar was a cheaper currency, and he had to buy a lot of them.
The euro, perhaps?
Even more valuable. So, yes, I suggested the rupees, but they're not as symbolic a currency internationally.
Well, so we're looking at these sheets of currency. How does one go about getting those? Do you have to go to the Fed, go to the Mint?
For dollars bills, you actually go to the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing. Uh-huh. And Sipho lives in Switzerland, and he wasn't able to ask them to send the bills to him. He had to actually fly out to New York to pick them up and then fly back home and then fold them and then come back out here with them again.
Did he have to tell them what he was doing
with
them?
I believe he told them that he was using them for an art project. And he is not alone. Apparently, artists buy sheets of dollar bills all the time. And interestingly, a sheet of uncut U.S. dollar bills costs more than the
actual
value
currency
of each of the bills in the sheet.
There is a lot of detail with each of these insects. Describe how each of them is actually made.
He uses water, and this is a technique called wet folding that a lot of origami artists use these days. It helps you to model the form. I saw him using clamps to hold the wings in place because he twisted them around so that you see George Washington's face on the back of each wing. He also folded the head so that you see the words "In God We Trust" across the forehead of each of the locusts.
I don't know how I feel about dollar bills turning into locusts.
Well, it's a very menacing image.
It is. It really is.
Gives us a sense of, you know, the sort of frightening side of money and what can go wrong when money is not used kindly and wisely. But one of the things that I love about this piece is that in origami, you have a sense of hope, because with every square of paper that you fold into something, be it a locust or a hornet or any other kind of creature, you can unfold it again and then refold it into something else. So in theory, all of these locusts could be unfolded and then refolded into butterflies. So you have a lovely, delightful swarm of butterflies in the gallery instead. But we won't be doing that, obviously,
right?
Because there's a lot of work involved. But there is this idea of hope that he wants to convey with the piece as well.
Mayor MacArthur, joining us at the Japanese American National Museum here in Little Tokyo. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for coming.
And we have pictures and a video of the installation at marketplace.org.